I'd like to talk to you today about the various procedures which we're using in order to change, rehabilitate Homo sapiens. We have a number of processes in which we're using with good effect. Some of these processes have a tendency to be a little bit slow, but oddly enough, we have today in being this universe processing, a process which is slow, but is nevertheless the kind of a process that produces a consistent, stable result. Cases go on up the line with this process rather than sag back. Now, the process which you're using straight out is, of course, SOP8C, which includes opening procedure. In view of the fact that a Thetan at all times is capable of thought and capable of creating energy and capable of creating space, the processing of space itself as such should not be something that an auditor stays with all the time, on and on and on. In view of the fact that the Thetan is senior to energy, processes which use energy are not processes which an auditor wants to stay with, on and on and on. In other words, a Thetan is senior to space, energy, and matter. He operates above this level, actually, at all times. Therefore, processes which only address space, address energy, and address matter are themselves capable only of putting a Thetan up just so far. And he gets just so far, and he's going to hang fire every time. Actually, space is a bad cutback on knowingness. Space cuts down your knowingness. Just if only from the basis that an individual is here, and he looks over there, well, he has to look at something to know what is over there. Well, just by that all by itself, you see, there's a cutback of knowingness. Same way with energy. If you ever took an intelligence test on a stove or a flagpole, you would find out it was pretty stupid. Well, a Thetan who is being one of these things or who is handling energy itself, of course, is doing less than he can do. So let's take a look at this and realize then that the changing of ideas is the primary process. And that, by and large, is SOP8C. That process is and will continue to remain the key process on this. It's actually a category of all the ways you can change Thetan's mind. Now, you'd say, why don't you just take 8C and run it on out all the way along the line? Well, given a case in the medium state of convulsions, you probably could do this. You could just take 8C and run it on out, and the fellow would be very happy, and everything would come along fine. Well, then, why do we enter energy at all? Why do we address matter and so forth? What do we do this for? Well, there's a certain percentage of cases who are so thoroughly mired down in space and in energy that we have to treat these things in order to get him up to a point where he has some space. Now, of course, he doesn't have any space unless he creates it. Well, such cases are being the effect of space and the effect of energy. And being such an effect, they are so fixated on the space and energy which they have immediately around them in terms of facsimiles, their own universes, other things like this, they're so fixated that to ask them to change their mind will meet, for the auditor, pretty well a blank wall. They just can't change their mind. Actually, they believe themselves in the wrong universe, you might say. They're in somebody else's universe. Everything else belongs to somebody else. It doesn't belong to them. All kinds of manifestations take place here. So we have to take cognizance of these space energy factors in those cases which can immediately change their minds and so blow on through clear. Therefore, 8C will produce results on actually the largest percentage of cases that you'll process. most of the cases you process will regain a great deal of ability and so forth just on HC. But every once in a while, you will hit a demon, a dog, a preclear who's strictly crowbait. I mean, this guy will be mired down in the middle of space, and it won't be his space, and he won't know where the heck he is, and he can't locate himself, and so forth. Well, what do we do about this fellow? Is there something fast we can do for him? Well, in comparison to other processes, yes, it's very fast, but actually, in terms of hours, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 hours on a bad case, in terms of beingness and universe processing, might be indicated before we pulled him all the way out of it. But we would lengthen the number of hours this individual would be mired down. We'd lengthen it if we just fixedly said, well, all right, we're going to run 50 hours of universe processing and devil take the hindmost when we get to the end of that, why then we'll do something else and so forth. When, as a matter of fact, you ran about 5 hours of it or something like that, and the fellow was perfectly ready at that time to change his mind. You might very well have produced a considerable result on the case. Now, that's one of the errors an auditor makes. He thinks the case level continues to persist at the case level he started with. He very often will take somebody he'll call a resistive five, and he will process this person for 10 or 15 hours, and he is still processing a resistive five. He sometimes doesn't even do a reassessment on the thing. He'd find out probably that he had a four by this time, after about 10 hours, and process him a little bit further, why he'd have even a better case. So somewhere along the line, an individual's going to cut in on a higher case level. Now, we're talking now about tough cases. You take any average case that with a little vague certainty can exteriorize, vague. You can probably bring him around to a higher level of beingness in very quick order with HC, just as given in issue 24G of the Journal of Scientology, just as given. You would do many more things before you got him up to operating Thetan. One of the things that you would do particularly is you would brush up his ability to communicate without a body. But in between these states and up above the level of what we call theta clear, you might say, there are several things that we do have to do. They are not contained in 8C. One of them is the grand tour. We have to shove somebody around, at least this part of this universe, and get him into a situation where he can take this universe or leave it alone. We have to exteriorize him from and interiorize him into many times many solid objects to get him over his fears and terrors of being pushed into traps and so forth. It's impossible to trap a Thetan. Let's demonstrate to him that he can't be trapped. Let's put him in and out of things. Let's make him be inside of things and outside of them and inside of them and outside of them and inside of them and outside of them. A lot of that. And there are various other things that we can do that are on a drill basis. But as I say, the most important of these is the grand tour and exteriorization, interiorization processes. There's also the process of duplication. A Thetan should be able to duplicate anything. The more duplication you ask him to do, actually, the better off he's going to be. And so we have him duplicate solid objects. We have him duplicate nothingness. We ask him to take a look, find an object, duplicate it many times. We ask him to find a nothingness or create a nothingness and then duplicate it many times. Relatively simple, but one which an auditor should remember to do. Actually, that is a step in 8C, so you won't overlook duplication, but you certainly should do that in processing something. Well, when it all gets straightened out and you look at it there in front of you, what do you find out as the number of processes which should be undertaken? Well, each time I give you this list, I simply give you this list from memory and experience. It's not too much of a rote list. If you just went ahead and considered it just a rote list that you just groaned away on, why, you wouldn't make much progress with preclears. You have to know how far to go and how fast to go. And that depends on you and your ability to look at the preclear. So we look this over and we find out about the first thing you do for preclear. just offhand going over this list, you'd run some opening procedure. That'd probably save you maybe 10 hours of processing on this preclear. You'll find out immediately whether or not this individual's going to follow orders or not. Well, here's the breakdown on the percentage of cases which aren't getting results on 8C. They aren't following the orders of 8C. Why? They can't. They're just incapable of doing that. They've got to take another step first. They've got to be assured of the fact that they can guide a body around before they can guide themselves around. They're so fixated on guiding a body around and orienting a body all the time that ask them to suddenly sail into something like, sitting still and finding places where they're not and where other people are not and things like this. They'll just sit there and they don't do it for you. You're the auditor and you think you're issuing the command properly. You probably are. They're nodding. Yes. What are they doing? If you were to put them on an e-meter, well, you would find the e-meter would not be behaving in accordance with your command flow. In other words, you give them auditing orders, one after the other. You just keep giving them auditing orders. And the e-meter's flicking when you're not giving orders, and not flicking when you are giving orders, and so on. Actually, an e-meter will move anytime he does anything in 8C. It'll move when he does it. Well, let's take 8C's opening procedure then and find out that this right away will tell you whether or not the individual is going to respond to auditing commands, and it'll get him into a condition where he will respond to auditing commands. Well, this alone is pretty good. He's been so afraid of being in effect so long that he finds he can be in effect without any great injury to him, and he can then relax as far as you are concerned as an auditor. If you don't do that, why, he's liable to sit there many, many hours of auditing, wondering whether or not you're going to bite him or something, or wondering whether or not some of the things that he's doing are going to injure him. Whereas he knows to some degree by experience that he can walk across the room and touch a wall without something suddenly blowing up or without the auditor doing something desperate to him. In other words, we acclimate him. How long does it take to do that? Well, maybe only 10 minutes, maybe only 15 minutes. It all depends on how well the guy works. But let me give you another little point on opening procedure. You realize that it's all very well for the fellow to go around and touch objects. How about spaces? How about having him pick out a space someplace in the room, a point in space, and go over and touch it? Your case that will go along and do a fair job of walking around touching tables and things like that may utterly bog the moment you say, all right, find a space over there somewhere in the doorway and go over and touch it. Do you know that you're actually liable to get into a tremendous argument with the preclear? You know, space, well, the space is relative to all of the objects, and I locate that spot in space relative to, yap. All you want him to do is get up to a point where he can recognize that there are spots in space. You don't care how he orients them, what he compares them to, or how he straightens himself out on this. The only thing we're interested in is the fact that he can look at space without his attention being whipped over onto matter. There's what's wrong with him, you see. Now, the cases that are really bad off, I mean, that you're having a hard time with, you have a hard time exteriorizing, that are doing a lot of worrying, their thinking machines are running like mad, their direction reversal machines are in full operation, these cases are immediately visible to you when you ask them to touch a spot in space, because they won't touch a spot in space. They'll give you an argument. Their attention will go off the spot in space over onto matter. Matter, you see, has a motto. Matter has a motto, and that motto is stick together. It's really where you get all your brotherhood computations and so forth. It's just an imitation of matter. Matter has this obsession. Matter sticks together. Well, a thetan will stick to matter, too. When he agrees with matter 100%, of course, he's agreed with stick together. So he goes over and touches matter. He's liable to stick to it. He puts a beam on it. He's liable to stick to the beam. So he's pretty leery of this. Well, you ask such an individual who's got one of these computations about stick together or stick on matter or something of the sort, and you just ask him to find a spot in space and touch it, his attention whips over onto the matter. In other words, we have a problem here where he is an effect of all the commands of objects. The command of the object is stick together. The objects really have no other basic command. Of course, in a higher level, matter can say, avoid me, or something of the sort, but basically, matter is saying, stick together. Well, you'll catch this case right off and immediately, and you just sit down with opening procedure and remedy that until he can just, with the greatest aplomb, pick out a spot out somewhere in the center of the room or in the middle of the front yard or above it and reach over and touch it and just bang. He will go through the darnest convulsions before he'll be able to do this sometimes. Well, what you've done there is cured, to a large degree, the compulsive attitude he has about matter. He thinks that matter demands his attention so thoroughly that he can't really get his attention off of matter. All right, there's a little trick with opening procedure. That includes space. Now, you're getting to make up his own mind somewhat with opening procedure. You tell him, now you pick out a spot in space or a place, you know, a place, and when you're going to touch it, and so on, just like it says in 24G, no different. Do this for a little while, and you'll find out that the individual has altered as far as commands are concerned. You can give him commands, and he will carry them out without going into convulsions or hysteria. It's a good way to make the person stop avoiding your auditing. Sometimes I have carried on in a session, by the way, when an individual was avoiding very, very badly, and I didn't use opening procedure. I just carry right on, you know, trying to bowl my way through on it, and it was lost time. Every time was lost time. Individuals avoiding the command, arguing something, just throw him into opening procedure. Actually, there's nothing wrong with opening procedure. It doesn't mean a guy is crazy or something of the sort. It simply means that you're just trying to get an auditing, pretty clear team going here. Best way I know to get it going is opening procedure. All right, what would you do with somebody after giving him a little opening procedure? Well, I'd just turn him loose on HC, step one. And ask him to be 3 feet back of his head and so forth. Well, supposing all these things are pretty nebulous and he doesn't do any of them and he's pretty upset and so forth. Well, I would shift immediately into universe processing, beingness and universe processing. These two processes are actually cousins. They can be put together, they can be run as combined, and a great many interesting things can be done with them. But actually all you need to know about universe processing is there are three classes of universes. See issue 16G, Journal of Scientology. There are three classes of universes. There's your universe, and that class of universe known as the other fellow's universe, and the physical universe. Universes are the type of the physical universe. Now these, in essence, are three types of universe. Now, there's a law back of all this, and that is to say that a universe is subject to the postulates of the God of that universe. Let's take a physical universe. Everybody agrees that there's a God someplace and that the physical universe obeys his law, so forth. It's an interesting aberration in itself. Now, it's a little more important, however, when we apply it to Mama. Mama is the God of Mama's universe. Everybody concedes this. Maybe she isn't in her own mind, but everybody concedes that she is. So if your preclear is being continuously evaluated for by Mama, and evaluation, of course, can be accomplished simply by changing somebody's position in space, fixing or changing somebody's position in space. Well, Mama changes and fixes the preclear's position in space all through his infancy and has changed and fixed the body in space all through the gestation period. Any preclear's having a little bit of a hard time. It's sort of a lead pipe cinch that he's probably in Mama's universe. I mean, you can always take a good guess at that one. Well, this means, then, you're asking somebody who is in Mama's universe to change his mind. Well, he is subject to the postulates of the God of the universe he's stuck in. So if he is stuck in Mama's universe, why, of course, he's subject to Mama's postulates. Mama would go around and say, oh, my, what a terrible headache I've got, and oh, how I have to work, and nobody appreciates me, and so forth. This fellow goes right around, and those are command. You know, they're not just ideas. They're solid commands to him, because he is, you might say, a dweller in Mama's universe. And you'll see this show up very rapidly with a preclear, and you start to process this, because great gobs of energy and space points and everything else will come off of him if you hit the right universe, the right moment, the first time. Bing. what university he's stuck in. Well, you could put him on an e-meter and start asking him in various ways. One of the ways you could ask him, if a lot of people were giving you orders, a lot of people that you have known back through your life are giving you orders, which ones would be the most effective on you? Well, he won't be able to answer this rationally, but the e-meter will. The e-meter will jump when you hit the key one. And it's usually one that he doesn't particularly suspect because he's fought it so hard, and then he's interiorized into it so thoroughly that it seems like him. He just feels so natural in that universe. It's quite remarkable. Well, we have in universe processing a very simple pattern. The simplest pattern on it is just to start asking the pre-clear where something would be safe. That's just the pattern that goes along with it. That's all the pattern there is. Now, let's say we scout around on the e-meter a little bit, which it would be very good sense to do. And by the way, if you're operating without an e-meter, it's kind of foolish because the best e-meter ever built was built a long time ago. It's the only e-meter guy needs is that HR-53. It's a very, very good meter. It's the only meter I'd recommend to an auditor. Frankly, all the work that we associate with e-metering, so forth, was done with that meter. I find out these newer meters are too complicated. Bah, don't need them. But that earlier one, it'll tell you all you need to know. It's very easy to read, all right? If you're operating without one of those, by the way, you can just tack on to your auditing time, 10, 15 hours. You'll make that many mistakes with a pre-clear that you're carrying all the way through. You go for broke on a pre-clear. Why, you'll make enough blunders, enough mistakes. You'll run enough things too long after they don't need to be run anymore, and you'll miss enough things to just add 10 or 15 hours to your processing. The idea is to process a lot of pre-clears. Even though it seems sometimes hard to procure pre-clears, you'll find out that the more pre-clears you process, the more pre-clears there are to be processed. It doesn't work out when you just process one pre-clear for a long time because everybody gets tired of him talking about his engrams. What you want is a fast process. Well, this is accomplished to a large degree with an e-meter. Let's say we take an e-meter and we just ask somebody questions, which finally tell him what universe, will tell you what universe he's in. You say, well, now let's see, if a bunch of people were giving you orders, whose orders would be the most effective on you? Your father's? You know, it falls off its pin. You probably don't need to go any further. But you know, there's one thing you want to watch with that. There can be a universe too tough for the pre-clear until you've peeled off an easy one. So let's take him out of his last wife's universe, or let's take him out of his dog's universe, or something of the sort. Let's be aware of this, that your case could be spinny enough, be shaky enough on his mental pins, that if you were to tackle at one fell swoop the real universe he's stuck in all the way down the line. Let's say he's sold on religion. Of course, he's stuck in God's universe. If you were to start asking where God's safe right off the bat, bing, 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 the guy would practically spin on you. Because that's the last resort. You see this God's universe as a sort of a dramatization, don't you? I mean, you could the God of the universe. You know, you're subject to a certain set of postulates in a certain universe. Now, if you don't think these universes are actual, you want to take a look in through the left eye of a pre-clear sometime when he's running them. They're quite actual. And they're pieces of mass, there's energy, there's so on. One universe, you see, it gets in company with another universe, and the two of them receive a mutual impact. They get pinned together. They're pinned together by spots in space. Therefore, the keynote of this is spotting spots in space. And you start to run this on some pre-clear, there's only one thing you want to be careful of, is that he's actually spotting these spots in space, preferably meshed universe space. You get along further by spotting the meshed universe than just floundering around through these various telescoping universes. You'll at least get him out of the immediate difficulty he's in, which is to say he's coincident with the body, and most of the experiences he has co-experienced with the body have happened in meshed universe space. All right, so that's rather obvious that you should then to a marked degree concentrate on Miss Universe space. You know, very often he will look around and the universe he's fooling with is about 1 millimeter wide and very solid right in front of his left eye. Well, all right. The command then that is given to the pre-clear to run this is, where would Mama be safe, or where would Mama's viewpoints be safe, or where could Mama look from? You could say any one of these things and you would get there. Or just, where's Mama safe? Now, that's the first thing that was used with universe processing, and as continues to produce results, is give me some places where Mama would be safe. Well, now, if he simply says there, Timbuktu, south of Brooklyn, and yep, kick him. He's not doing what you want him to do. He's just talking. The essence of the process is to spot spots in space. Now, you see immediately what I told you at the beginning holds true. This is only as good as a preclear can be rehabilitated in space. That's not very good, but it'll get him up to a point of where he can be reached by just changing postulates. Why? You get him out of the compulsive habitation of other universes where other postulates. Let's try to run 8C on somebody who is Mama's universe. And the guy is a little bit bewildered. Why is he bewildered? Well, he just hears all these commands and so forth, and he's working them out. Well, he's actually handling Mother's commands. You know, process. He can't change his mind because that isn't what's wrong. What's wrong is Mama's mind. And his effort to change Mama's mind can be quite arduous and can be quite disappointing. We get him out of Mama's universe, and we find out he can change his mind. How many universes could he be in, possibly? He could actually be in millions. Millions. When you consider the number of universes that he's been up against all down the track and in on out of and so on, it's just very complex. So you want to take a light look at it and get the guy exteriorized. Let me put that down right there. This pre-clear is being run in this process so you can exteriorize him. You're getting him out of enough universes so that he can part company with the body to a degree where he can be processed without still running 100% of the time the body's universe. You know, any pre-clear that doesn't exteriorize is amongst all of the universe. He's probably in Mama's universe, which you probably have to do something about. He may be in his wife's universe. She may be in her husband's universe. Something is wrong this way. But this person will be counting only on his body's eyes to tell him if he sees, his body's fingers to tell him if he feels, and so forth. Boy, is he in the body's universe. See, if he doesn't exteriorize, he's very, very solidly in the body's universe. Well, the body's universe is kind of an interesting universe. Boy, it's all inflow. Outflow is prohibited. It has demands of food 2 or 3 times a day, and it has to work in order to receive. It depends upon receipt in order to live. It can't create energy. I mean, it's an interesting universe, very low scale. The individual who is agreeing with the body's universe is also pinned down at that level on the tone scale. Well, now let's check up a little further on this and find out if there's any other command than some places where your mother would be safe. Well, yes, you can run a shotgun sort of a thing, actually, with some effect, asking him simply where viewpoints would be safe. You see, space is a viewpointed dimension, and you could just ask him where viewpoints would be safe. Make him spot places where viewpoints would be safe. Make him go on doing this for a long time. Well, all right. Did it work? Because that's quite important. But actually, this may be beyond your preclear's ability to understand or comprehend. So, if he's having a hard time with this, just ask him, well, where would Mama be safe? And ask him where Mama would be safe until he's pretty well sprung apart. Now, how long can you run this? Well, you can run it until it's finished or concluded. And probably should. But the point is that the preclear keeps getting better. And you could stop running it almost at any time. And he would probably stay at that level. Of course, if you're going to go for broke, you want to make a clear out of this person and so forth, why, you better run these things all the way out. Otherwise, he'll be trying to exteriorize into Mama's universe or some darn universe that you know nothing about. All right. What other commands are there? Well, let's take the communication graph, and let's find the graph of communication is cause, distance, effect. Source point is cause point across a distance to effect point. Let's take that communication graph. That is communication. The other basic law of communication is that a perfect communication duplicates at the effect point what emanated from cause point. So the communication, duplication, are extremely intimate. Now, an individual's unwillingness to duplicate cause points, for instance, is the basic trouble. Now, let's go back and take a look at the preclear very early when you first got him, and we find out that his main trouble was that he was unable to take an auditing order. Watch this. He was unable to take an auditing order. So you ran some opening procedure on him. You got him straightened out on this, and he found out he could. Well, is there any application of this in universe processing? Believe me. Where would order points be safe? And any variation of that order, of that command, is very much in order. Where would order points be safe? Command points. Anything that you can make it come within his comprehension, what you want him to do. Where are source points for orders? Spot them. Where would they be safe? Source points for orders. You're liable to take 18 tons of accumulated engrams off of this preclear in a very short space of time. The only thing that's wrong, you see, with an engram is the fact that it's an order point. So we go back to what's basically wrong with our preclear. Well, he can't take orders, so we ran opening procedure. That's a very light entrance. Now we've given him a little more processing. He's a little bit better off. Well, we can give him a tougher one. Where would some order points be safe? Of course, the first place he'll find is right in front of his face, inevitably. If he's having a rough time when you get him that far down, you'll start enough energy commotion around in front of his face to make him quite alarmed sometimes. Order points be safe, he'll just bird dog, he'll just fixate on a point out there 2 or 3 feet from his face. Naturally, it's where everybody who ever gave him any orders stood. Where's it safe? Well, there they are. All right, we start spotting some more of these points, and he starts spotting them geographically. Of course, he'll sag back into the past. He'll go into places where he has been ordered around. And after he's run that for a little while, you'll find out that he'll kind of come to a halt. He'll slow down. Well, the other side of the thing obviously needs to be run. See, communication lines can go both ways. He can be at C, and other things can be at E, or other things can be at C, and he can be at E, you see? So let's ask him where receipt points would be safe. Of course, first place he'll find is right inside his own skull. The only effect point which a preclear that you're having trouble with can find will be right in the middle of his own head. This effect point, this receipt point for commands, that's real safe. As far as that's concerned, that will endure as an effect point to the end of time. There is no possible chance of this ever being anything but an effect point. He's being bombarded from 360-degree periphery by the mesh universe. He knows he is the only effect point there is. This is where the computation-only one comes from. But after he's sorted this out and you've coaxed him along for a little while, he will be able to locate some other effect points, certainly. He'll be able to spot them. And when he first goes into this, he will get those as overt acts. You know, any time he made anything into an effect, why, it was an overt act. The first thing he'll come in and tell you about, well, there's one safe down on the floor. There's an effect point safe on the floor right in front of me. Of course, that's where he knocked everybody when he knocks them down. That's safe. And he'll think about a little rabbit he shot once. He was a small boy. Or she'll think of a kitten she strangled. Yeah, that's safe. Well, get this. They spot them in engram form. The first spot is engram form. Now let's find out where that is geographically in the physical universe. Where's that in the physical universe? This is silly, you see. He points down at the floor. He's in your auditing room. He has never knocked anybody onto the floor in your auditing room, not unless you and he have had an altercation or something, and he'll point that as a safe effect point. Well, that is not the point at all, and the universe where everything agrees and is coincides with is the physical universe. No, these effect points are scattered out all across the face of Earth, and furthermore, they're scattered all through space, and furthermore, they're on a lot of other planets. And yet he points down to the floor. Well, he's pointing to the engram position. So let's get very, very sharp here, and let's make a classification for universe processing of the engram position and the messed position. And let's differentiate between these two positions, because unless you can get your preclear to spot the messed position, the thing doesn't blow. He can go along for a long time spotting what we call engram positions. In other words, all he's doing is pointing to the disassociated, rather messed up mass of energy in his immediate vicinity, just like somebody would say, well, I'm going to New Mexico, while he has a map in front of him, you see. He'd say, I'm going to New Mexico, and say, well, now I've gone there, simply by pointing to New Mexico on the map. He didn't go anyplace. He was just sitting there. Well, he points, he said, I'm not going to New Mexico, and he puts his finger on New Mexico, and he said, I'm now there. Oh, no, the fellow who says an effect point down there on the floor, he, of course, has just pointed to this energy map that he's all mixed up with. He hasn't pointed to the effect spot at all. He's pointed to the engram position. So let's watch pre-clears. You can let them get away with this a lot. You don't have to be very critical about it. But as your pre-clear begins to point around, you just make sure that it's way over there, not right there. He will find them inevitably first. If he's having a rough time, he will find them first in the engram position. He'll just find a picture, a map, and then he will be able to find them out. So don't interrupt his spotting these engram positions. Don't interfere with him too much. But just understand what he's doing. You're trying to get him out there to spot the physical universe, and he's liable to hang up and go on just spotting the engram position. So it's all you're called upon to do is just to coax him out into messed universe positions. You follow me closely now. There's nothing wrong with his spotting engram positions. He'll spot them for a long time, whether you like it or not. He'll spot them until he's out there miles from himself. And then all of a sudden, he will start spotting messed universe positions. He would do this automatically. But the only reason we have to be careful of this point at all is just this point. He can go on forever spotting engram positions and sometimes does not begin to spot physical universe positions. Now, the only caution Nautra has to take then that this evolution of spotting positions sooner or later goes out there into the messed universe. Don't let him hang up forever. It's just spotting positions inside of one of these electric fields, because he can hang up doing that. If you raise too much Dickens with him on what's safe or what isn't safe, he'll get into a confused state. Well, we mustn't raise too much Dickens with him about what positions are safe. But let's just be sure that sooner or later finds the pre-clear spotting things in the physical universe. And let's keep this in mind, that it has been observed consistently that unless he is aided once in a while by the auditor, he will introvert into engram positions. And an auditor can work at that a long time without the case getting any better. In other words, you can waste time with this process then. How can you waste time? It's by letting the individual go on spotting engram positions just endlessly. He's going to spot a lot of them. That's perfectly all right. But let's make sure that he breaks out of that into physical universe positions. Now, when we talk about spotting positions, we're talking in a junior level to changing postulates, aren't we? But do you know that there is a junior level of spotting positions? I mean, there's a little lower level down here. And that's the guy who can't spot spots. Now, you watch this fellow. Because he will be, in the final essence, the only unresolved case you'll have. He can't spot positions in space, whether n-gram position or mesh positions. He doesn't spot positions in space. Therefore, you could go on running 8C. You could go on running an awful lot of processing without doing anything for this case. Why? He is inverted on the subject of space. Any effort on his part to spot space, I talked earlier about the fellow who tries to spot a spot in space and his attention goes over on the matter. Well, that's bad enough, but there's a worse condition. And that is that any time you ask an individual to spot space, his attention goes on to a thinking machine. Now, I get this as just the no to sex scale. No, look, emote, effort, think, symbols, eating, sex. It's just a condensation of that. We ask him to spot a position in space, and his attention goes on to an object. You can ask somebody that'll do this. You can just ask him to look at a space alongside of an object, and the space is gone. His attention just glongs. It's almost clang onto the object. Well, let's take a look at this down in the thinkingness band. And we say, all right, spot a position in space, and clang. His attention will go on to a thinking machine. Just like that. Clang. So what'll he do? You say, give me a position in space, and his next reaction will be to give you a condition. That's the manifestation. You say, all right, now give me some places where your mother would be safe. Well, my mother would be safe so long as she were well guarded. What's this fellow doing? He started to look at a spot in space. His attention came off the space, clong, onto a thinking machine, and he gave you a condition. Now, this is the case that avoids. And this is avoidance. When you ask him to spot spots in space, he starts thinking. Now, theoretically, a fellow could be in such a bestial level that this manifestation would take place. You ask him to spot a spot in space and he gets hungry. See? You understand that asking to spot a location in space and his attention going on to matter is the effort band. Matter is just condensed effort. You ask him to spot a spot in space and attention goes over there, boom. Well, above that, of course, we would spot in space and his attention would go into an emotion. Theoretically. But that person can spot a spot in space. That's all further south he is. So he will do this, and he will ignore the emotion. What we're into when we say spot a spot in space and his attention goes over on a matter is the effort band of this no to sex scale. Now remember that he can try to spot a spot in space and give you a condition. That's the thinkingness band. Now he could, below that, spot a spot in space and go into a symbol of some sort, or spot a spot in space, you'd say, and he would get hungry, and spot a spot in space, and he would immediately think of sex. You get a sexual reaction. This is all theoretical, except this point. There are the two points here that are not theoretical. I say that the fact that that scale would work out, that's theoretical. You theoretically would find people who would spot a spot in space, and they're into sex instantly. Theoretically, you'd have these various levels, but the two that we know of from a standpoint of practical auditing, and we know very well, are first, the one who looks at a spot in space and his attention goes on the matter. Now, he's in the effort band, and the next fellow is where you spot a spot in space, and he gives you a condition. In other words, you start up a thinking machine. What do you do for this last fellow? Well, you're not going to do a thing for this fellow. I don't care what you do for this fellow. You stood on your head or put on a show or anything of the sort. It wouldn't matter what you did for this fellow. He's going to continue this too long for you to solve it accidentally. I mean, you're just asking for spots in space, and his attention goes on to a thinking machine. You're asking for spots in space, and his attention goes on to a thinking machine. It won't wear out. The reason it won't is because it's not a self-determined action. So you better do something about it right away. It is an inability to spot a spot in space. And this is the fellow who will avoid. You ask him to spot a the spot in space, and he gives you conditions. A little bit below that, this is also, I've noticed this, you ask him to spot a spot in space, and he will give you a symbol and begin to discuss the rightness or wrongness of a symbol. That's an avoidance. You give him a spot in space, and he starts thinking, gives you a condition in space. Whenever you face this, you are simply facing an inability to spot spots in space. The answer to it is simply spotting spots in space. Opening procedure on the basis of, locate a spot in space. And if he can't do that right off the bat, then you have him just locate masses around for a while, and then have him locate a spot in space. You'll finally get him to a point where he can sit calmly in his auditing chair and spot a lot of spots in space. With any more significance to them? Not a darn bit more significance. Not a single particle more significance. Just spot some spots in space. Now, the fellow, you ask him to spot a spot in space, and he apathetically says, well, now, do you mean, he is tending down into the symbol transference. He goes into a symbol machine. Spot a spot in space, into symbols. This is not very chronic, but you'll run into it. The most chronic one, on the case that's going to baffle you the most, and it's not going to baffle you now, I know, and that is the spot in space, and he starts giving you a bunch of conditions. You say, now where would your mother be safe? Well, my mother would be safe any time that she had a garland of flowers in her hand, because this would make her look pretty. You got collapsed space. You're dealing with a problem in collapsed space. Now, if the person's going to do this and you start to run HC on him, of course, HC, which has a lot of space spotting in it, is not going to get to first base. Why? All it'll do is animate a thinking machine. Figure, 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 figure. Now, really, down there at step 6 in SOPHC, ideas, running ideas, creation and destruction, and so forth, will crack this same problem on a postulate level. So don't despair too much. If the pre-clear continues to avoid, hit step 6, SOPHC. Ideas, symbols, make them, move them around. You know, that's a very good process. All right, now, in the interests of your very, very difficult, arduous, nasty, refuse-to-get-well character, we just simply say, in so many words, one, he is incapable in spotting spots in space. If he does spot any spots, they are engram positions, and he will have to be pushed out to a point where he gets mess positions. That's the first thing we can say about this case. And the second thing about this case is that space has to be solved before you can solve postulates. Now, look, that's awfully important, that last one. Space has to be solved in this case before you can solve postulates with him. Now, that can escape your vigilance, Mr. Auditor, because of all the people under the sun who are sold on the idea that ideas are all, this person who can't look at space is so. You get that now. So this case can kind of booby trap it. This case is liable to talk about telepathy. He's liable to talk about transference of ideas. He's liable to talk about ideas, 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 ideas. Making ideas, manifestations, anything you can think of. The truth of the matter is he can't spot any spots in space. He's driven compulsively and obsessively into ideas. In this case, will fool you as an auditor. Well, what's the test if you run into this case? Well, if you run 15 minutes of opening procedure and 15 minutes of SOPHC step 1, and you haven't got somebody exteriorized, you got a problem where space has to be solved before ideas can be readdressed. In other words, the guy's on an inverted space. He's talking to you about ideas because he can't have space, not because ideas are anything at all. See what this case is then? Now, don't you go make a flock of mistakes here with these cases and let them hang up and fool around and deliver thousands of hours of processing on one of these cases without him getting well. All right, now if you've solved the tough case, and you have solved the tough case, if you've run this type of universe processing on him, just as I said, you've run some opening procedure, you made him find some locations in space, you got him to a point where he could spot space, you found out some universes, you've let him get out of these universes, you've asked him where command points would be safe, you know, and where effect points would be safe, you've straightened the case up like that, that case is solved. Don't think otherwise. That guy will go up and respond now to 8C right straight on through. Now, what happens, though, to the more important case? The more important case is the easier case. Every time. Now, what about this more important case? You do the same processes. But you'll find out that it'll go along very easily. You give him a little bit of opening procedure, 5-10 minutes of opening procedure, something like that. This gets him acquainted with the situation. Then you start into SOP, HC, step one. You find out this case will exteriorize the first or second time around. And then you just, you've got him outside, you've got him located, his stability is pretty good. Now you have a number of choices. You could do an awful lot of things if you wanted to. One of the best things to do under this situation is immediately send him on the grand tour. You just send him around to the sun and the moon and earth and sun and moon and earth and do various types of processing which flip him in and out of things, too. You put him in the center of the earth and outside of earth and so on, starting it up on a gradient scale, putting him in the middle of a rock and taking him out of it and into a rock and out of it and then into the middle of earth and out of that. And then chase him around with a little change of space processing any way you want to do it and give him a lot of things to duplicate. Every time you think he's going to run down a little bit, well, you just give him some things to duplicate. You just say, take a look. Whatever you're looking at, now duplicate it. Now duplicate it again. Get another duplicate and another one. One at a time, make a duplicate of these. Okay, we notice the boy is trying to dope off just a little bit. What do? We ask him to put up 8 anchor points of heavy matter and pull them in on himself and have him do this until he's having this as remedy to some degree. Then we do some more change in space. Change of space exhausts energy from the thing. So remember to remedy having this when you're doing this. Well, we chase this fellow around and we get him to a fair degree of stability and we will find out that we are then facing a universe problem. He is still tangled up with the universe of his body. He's probably still tangled up with the universe of some relative or marital partner. He's certainly tangled up with the physical universe. So we just solve these things just like we'd solve them on any other case. While he's exteriorized, let him sit down wherever he wants to. Be wherever he wants to. We just start running this and that in terms of universes, because they'll spring mighty fast. The first universe you spring apart for him may take you as long as an hour. You just pick it up and run it on through. Now, when they're exteriorized, they spring fast. You spring him out of Mama's universe. Give me a lot of places where Mom would be safe. Now, a lot of places where Mom would think you were safe if he bogs in any way. Now some more place where Mom would be safe. Next thing you know, why Mama's universe and his universe have gone spung. Now where would your body be safe? Spring him out of the universe of the body. So he's in command of the body isn't in command of him. Just spring him out of these universes one after the other. You find out if you do this at all expertly, you will find out that he is springing faster and faster out of universes until just the recognition of the inhabitation of the universe is enough to cause him to either stay there or exteriorize if he's changed. He can do it at will. Now we do a lot of change of space on this boy to clean up the track. We would get his entrance point to the mesh universe, and we would do change of space between there and here. That's a process. You say, now get the point where you entered the mesh universe. All right, be there, be here, be there, be here. Now, by the way, this case can occasionally fool you. He'll pick engram spots. You say, be in the place where he entered the mesh universe. I'll be here. How far did you move? He'll say an inch. Look, it's several light years, at least, to the place where he entered the physical universe. What's he done? He's picked his entrance spot to the physical universe as the engram position. Well, would it run out if you just ask him to be that? Yeah. On change of space, you say, we'll be at your entrance spot of the best universe. The engram will finally match up with the actual space spot. And the whole thing will blow. So you don't have to be worried about it too much, but know that it's taking place. Now, after you had gone through this, you certainly would complete 8C on this person exteriorized. And don't forget that. Because this is the only real process at all, getting him to change his mind. You'll find every one of these things is actually 8C. 8C is for exteriorized, an exteriorized thing. The way we work this out then, you get him exteriorized, you do the rest of 8C. There are then some other drills which you can do. You can get him to be in space and communicate and so forth. But there's one that you certainly must do. Get him to be his first piece of space. The first piece of space he ever made, and then be himself and be that first piece of space and be himself and be the first piece of space and be himself and be the first piece of space and be himself and the first piece of energy and be himself and the first piece of energy. He'll locate it and so forth, back and forth, and boy, will he feel stupid when he's being that space and so on. This way, you turn on his knowingness and get the first time he shut off his knowingness, and you turn that on again. You must remember to do that step on one of these people who's operating like that. Now, there isn't any reason why you can't carry anybody on up the line all the way. Now that we have this type of processing, universe processing, and so on, you'll find that the individual basically is aberrated because he's obeying hidden orders. The orders come from places he knows not what of. Well, what solves this faster than asking him for places where order source points would be safe? What solves it faster? Nothing solves it faster. Because you're asking him for the center position of the God of the universe he's occupying, whose postulates he is obeying. So you just keep that in mind. Now, if this material seems disrelated to you, it only seems so because you probably still apprehend that it's complicated. It's not complicated. It can be told to you in this fashion because it's relatively simple. You look over 8C, you look over these other little processes, you try them out, and you'll see that I mean what I say. They are simple, they're easy to use. But they become very difficult to use when you exceed their own basics. When you yourself think that there's something desperate and strange and peculiar about this preclear. There isn't anything peculiar about this preclear except he's sort of some poor devil of a Thetan that's got all mixed up in space and energy, which isn't his. And he's all mixed up in space and energy, which isn't his, and all you've got to do is disentangle him and square him around, and his own native knowingness will turn on, and he'll be in good shape. The good shape of the Thetan is native to the Thetan. It isn't something you're creating. You're taking away the factors which put him in bad shape, and those factors can summate into cross-postulates, postulates which aren't his, spaces, and energies which aren't his. And when you've cleared up that problem, you've got an operating Thetan.